Restoration work continues at the Zeiterion Performing Arts Center in downtown New Bedford. The project began in the summer of 2024. Actually, it may have began a lot, really way before that. But the actual work, I think, began in the summer
construction.
Of 2024. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And will continue through the end of the year, perhaps into January. Joining us is Zeiterion President and CEO Rosemary Gill to talk about the timeline and the latest work that's been completed, and of course some other subjects as well. Welcome back, Rosemary.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
So I checked out the website, which I do every month, and see how the work's progressing. And by the way, on the website, you get to see that they update the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one line. There's some pictures and things like that. So I checked out the website. It appears a lot of work has been done by the painters and plasterers on the ceiling of the auditorium.
Mm.
And it looks great.
It really looks great. You know, I have been intimately involved in this project for 10 years. And I don't know that I actually had a real understanding of how incredible and spectacular the theater was going to look, and this restoration was going, you know, what the impact of this restoration on the beauty of that building. It's just stunning, stunning.
When do you expect the staging or the dance floor to come down? Are they still working?
They are still working. Actually, a portion of the dance floor came down last week,
okay.
Which meant that they completed a lot of the painting and plastering around the proscenium of the theater, so around the stage, in order to make way for the installation of the orchestra pit lift, because they've begun that, which is very, very exciting as well.
Mm-hmm. When do you expect the new seating to be installed?
That will be one of the last things that get installed, so that won't be installed till much later in the year.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
When last we spoke, there was some thought that the Zeiterion might open to the public earlier than planned. We talked briefly about it, perhaps some dry run performances, mm-hmm. or certainly tours. Has that been nailed down?
No, it has not been nailed down. You know, all of it is still, you know, in any type of construction, and certainly in a project of this magnitude, there's always something that, you know, the possibility that something could come up that brings the timeline off track. But as of today, what I know today, we are still on track to complete towards the end of the year. And so hopefully that means by December, we'll be inviting people in for a series of soft opening type events, mm-hmm. and then open kind of full blown come 2026.
There's things that happen that you really can't prepare for in our business. And one of those things is budget cutting by the New Bedford City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the City Council met this week, and they apparently eliminated the payment by the city, a contractually agreed to payment by the city to the Zeiterion on a 6-5 vote. That payment, $495,000. Kind of a shocking thing to land on your desk this morning.
Yes. It landed on my desk earlier this week. And yes, and I am here to really sound the alarm, Jim. Mm-hmm. This is a serious blow, not only to the Zeiterion as a nonprofit organization that relies on that funding. That is not something that, it's not a handout. We earn that because we manage the city-owned building. And this is an agreement we were able 10 years ago to demonstrate to the city and city council with a lot of vetting process exactly what it costs the nonprofit Zeiterion organization to manage the city-owned building. And consequently, we secured a contract that was renewed every 3 years. Recently, when we started When we negotiated a 99-year lease, we had to change that a little bit to change the wording for the lawyers to be called a support agreement, which I think is what's confused some folks, including some of the city councilors, perhaps. But it is money that we earn. It is something that we negotiated in good faith with the city attorneys, with our attorneys, with city council. And so it is shocking that they would cut that 100%. They brought it down to zero in the budget. So not only does this impact our operating expenses on an annual basis, that is a significant portion of our budget, but it also impacts the project, the capital project, because we are a lot of the capital project we are paying for, the expenses we are paying for through loans that we've received. And those loans are based on a certain level of income in our operating budget. And the city management contract, as you can imagine, is a significant line item in that. And so they could pull those loans. And that would mean that the project would come to a screeching halt. It is a $37 million project. As you mentioned at the beginning of this program, it began last June. We are more than 65% through the construction. The Zeitarian private nonprofit organization has secured more than $34 million of a $37 million project. And we've done that with some of the vast majority of it is through private funds, private philanthropy, citizens, foundations that have provided their support, that have championed this. They understand the value that this brings, not only to the downtown of New Bedford, but throughout the city of New Bedford. Mm-hmm. For any given performance on a regular basis, the majority of the folks that have purchased tickets come from New Bedford. And we track all of that by zip code, and they come from every zip code in this city. Additionally, we have a very robust education program, and that education program serves more than 20,000 school children and educators on an annual basis from all over New Bedford. Every single school participates in that program and is touched by that program, and we support what teachers and students are, what teachers are teaching and what students are learning in the classroom. Everything is curriculum based, of course. This would be a major loss to New Bedford. And it's, so I would encourage listeners, if you love the Z, if it's as beloved as it is to most, if you understand the economic impact that this has on the community, if you understand the joy and the fun that it and the vibrancy it brings to this community, I would urge you to contact your city councilors and implore them to restore that funding in the city budget.
Well, that's certainly one strategy. There are other strategies, I'm sure, that you're looking at. Of course, you just learned this week. I don't think you've had time to draw up a strategic plan. Have you talked to the mayor?
Well, this is being recorded, sure. So a little earlier, but as of yet, I have not spoken to the mayor. Yeah.
All right. So it's still in the works?
Still in the works.
You're looking for public support. Call city councilors and urge them to overturn the initial vote and perhaps take another one. Let's see.
It's a slim margin, 6 of the 11, so 5 city councilors understand the obligation of the contract, and they understand the value of what the Zeitarian brings to the city, and the tremendous resources that we've thrown into renovating and restoring this beautiful civic asset.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Zeitarian President and CEO Rosemary Gill. We're talking about the restoration of the Zeitarian Performing Arts Center and a recent city council vote, which you've just heard about. We can't let this program go, really, without the talking about the recent passing of Armin Marchand. Armin was an educator, teaching the theater to students at the New Bedford High School for 35 years. He was also a member, an English teacher there who was beloved by many of his students. He was also the founder of the New Bedford Festival Theater, whose home for many years, and still is really, the Zeiterion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the home base for the New Bedford Festival Theater. I know that he loved Z for what it represented, and he loved New Bedford. Any thoughts about his passing?
I am heartbroken, mm-hmm. as so many others are who loved Armand and who certainly love George. And it is such a loss to all of us in the theater community. But as you mentioned, he had such an impact on this city that will be longstanding, of course. He was a visionary in so many ways. He touched countless lives through the decades of his life, and he touched mine. And it's hard for me to even talk about it, to even understand a world without him. It's going to be a difficult loss.
It's a great loss, and he is a. You know, he brought the passion, the love, the enjoyment of theater to a lot of people. He made people be aware of the theater and the joy that it could bring to you.
Yeah, and he understood that New Bedford deserved top high quality theater,
mm-hmm.
and he could have worked anywhere. He certainly was talented enough to work on Broadway, mm-hmm. but he chose to stay and invest in this community because he knew how important it was and that we deserve it. And he chose the Zeiterion Theater as his home. New Bedford Festival Theater is a resident company for the Zeiterion. And, you know, there's just so much that could be said about his legacy.
He was an amazing fellow, always upbeat. It was a joy to talk with him and be with him. James Leal of Fairhaven also passed away recently.
Mm.
He's best known for his contributions, I think, to Fairhaven's veterans community. But he also did work at the Zeiterion as well.
He did. What a wonderful gentleman. I've met him a few times, but he was the original plaster when the Zeiterion was renovated and brought back to life in the 80s. And so he was responsible for all of those beautiful muses and rosettes that are currently being worked on again here, mm-hmm. you know, more than 40 years later.
Sure.
They are undergoing also some restoration and repair, but he was the original one that created some of the molds that we're using today for that. And I hope he's remembered for that as well. He loved that he worked on the Z. He spoke at actually one of our events about it. It meant a great deal for him to be involved at that time, and meant a great deal, of course, to us as well.
All right, we are on to a couple of other subjects here. The new marquee has been designed.
Mm.
We talked about this the last time. So when will it be installed? Is that going to be another last?
No, I think that will get installed somewhere at the end of the summer, maybe August or mm-hmm. September, I believe, is the timeline for that. There's a lot of work that has a lot of engineering and structural work that has to be done ahead of time. You know, actually, you know, fixing the marquee to the building is kind of the easy part. It's all of the work that has to happen kind of behind the walls, et cetera, the electrical components and things like that. So some of that will start this summer, and with the installation later. It will be tremendous.
As the lobby, before we do that, so there's some history with this marquee. It's like, it's designed like after the original.
It is. So there were actually several marquees on the building, but because this project is using historic tax credits to, that is one of the significant funding sources for this. We are complying with, and there is a historic lien on the building, so we are complying with the historic tax credit program that the National Park Service on the federal level and Mass Historic Commission on the state level run. And so they had a great deal of interest in and studied, and we worked with WHALE, the Waterfront Historic Area League, to study all of the different versions of the marquee, and we picked kind of a time in history that we would center that on. We're bringing back a historically accurate marquee to the building, of course, with modern day state-of-the-art technology as well.
All right. Quick answers here now. Is the new lobby finished?
No. The new lobby is lots of work happening, but not finished, no.
Elevator yet?
The elevator in the lobby is installed. They're working on putting in the doors and finishing up kind of the shaft. But the elevator's there. I actually have great. Stepped into it, which was great.
All right.
Small pleasures.
My guest has been Rosemary Gill, President and CEO of the Citerion Performing Arts Center. Thank you for the update. And again, if you are interested in supporting the Z, you might want to call your city councilor and suggest that they take a second look at the budget cut they made this week.
Yes, it's terrible.
We'll see you again, Rosemary, on July 31st.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always happy to be here.
Okay. July is Cabo Verdean Heritage Month in New Bedford. It's a lot happening. Candida Rose will join us when Town Square Sunday returns.